A new option is now available for Honolulu's homeless population to get health care. A center in Chinatown is providing free, non-emergency health care services. The conversation, Ryan Finnerty was on hand for the opening ceremony of the Joint Outreach Center and brought back this report.
A traditional lion dance marked the official opening of the Joint Outreach Center, located next to the downtown police substation on Hotel Street. Leaders from government, healthcare, and the nonprofit communities gathered to mark its opening. The center is a no-cost healthcare option for homeless residents in Honolulu's urban core. As Honolulu's homeless population has increased, so has the demand for medical services. They often end up transported by ambulance to the emergency room for minor problems, creating runaway costs and overburdening hospitals. The center hopes to reduce that trend by coordinating efforts of police, outreach workers, and volunteer healthcare providers. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the new approach is the type of change the city needs.
Today is about getting services to people that need it the most, so that they actually are taken care of here in Chinatown, so they don't end up at Queens in the emergency room, they don't end up in our ambulances being delivered there, eating up valuable resources and capital that could be devoted to other things. And it took a group of people to step up and say, let's work together. And yes, it requires an administration that is about innovation. It's not afraid about change, whether it be bulb outs or bike lanes or rail or electric buses or fixing up Ala Moana or these other things. It's about planning for a better future and not being afraid of change. And this is about that too. A lot of these folks that we find that don't have homes have serious, serious medical issues, whether it be they have an infection or they have a mental challenge, a mental illness challenge, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol. They can walk into this center and get assistance from these outreach workers and HPD. Some folks say that I'm too harsh. We have this term called compassionate disruption, where we tell folks who don't have a home that you cannot be in a park overnight. You can't occupy a sidewalk and force pedestrians into the street. But it is about compassion too, and we are building units, buying units, and housing people. And this is about compassion. It's about helping people who need help immediately in the heart of Chinatown, saying, come here and get treatment.
Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard says the program is an important step toward addressing the city's homeless crisis, but cautions that it's only a start.
The main thing is that we're going to take a chance. Our administration is about taking risks, and we're going to step forward, and we're going to do what the police department, along with the city, needs to do to solve the problems that are here, not only in Chinatown, but throughout this island. So this help center is a coordinated effort through a lot of different agencies. It's not just HPD. We're just a very minor part of this. And as we move forward, we're asking all the communities to support this, and we're asking also the businesses to support as well. Because you folks, the businesses, the private businesses, you guys are the ones that know how to make things work. Government, we take too long to get stuff done, but we're gonna support you. But we need the businesses and we need the community to push this forward, and we'll be behind you and we will help you out wherever we can. And this location, since it's been open for the last 2.5 months informally, we have helped over 200 of the homeless people who are in this area. Done wound care. We've gotten them prescription refills, which is very important. We've also been able to get people housing. We've been able to get people into drug treatment. And it's one person at a time. It's not going to be overnight. What happened out here, what's happening across the United States, did not happen overnight. And so we have to start somewhere. And one person at a time is where we're going to start. And I agree wholeheartedly with the mayor, is that it is extremely inhumane to ask or have anyone to live out in the streets. That's not the way the human beings live. We need to get them into housing. We need to get them into permanent housing. I went on a ride along a couple days ago with one of the Chinatown officers down here. Bless his heart, he let me ride in his car and he put up with me while I was in there. But we went to River Street. We went to the homeless encampment over there. We had to make them move off the sidewalk because they were blocking the sidewalk. I talked to a couple of the people who were living there, the residences, for lack of a better term. And one of them was this nice couple. And they said they've been trying to get into housing, but they cannot because they're married. Well, if we need to have housing for married couples, that's what we need to do. There was another person who said they can't get in because the rules said they can't smoke and they can't drink. Well, if we need to develop a housing so that people can smoke and they can have reasonable amounts of alcohol, let's do that. And at the same time, get them services to move them into permanent housing. But we've got to get them off the streets one step at a time.
One of the nonprofit partners in the Joint Outreach Center is the recently formed Hawaii Homeless Healthcare Hui, or H4. Medical professionals with H4 will be providing healthcare services at the center for free. Emergency medicine doctor Josh Green is one of them. He's the founder of H4 and heads its board of directors. He also represents Hawaii Island on the state senate and is a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor.
When an ER patient is suffering, when a homeless individual is suffering, and they can't get control of their lives, usually what happens is a conflict occurs, the medics are called, a $1,000 bill ensues after a four-hour experience with the police officers. Maybe there's violence. Maybe they've suffered so greatly they've hurt themselves. And after that ambulance spends $1,000 and takes them to Queens, where 30% of all of the ER visits at Queens are now homeless individuals, many hours are spent with that staff, and that individual will finally get care for several thousands of dollars seeing an ER physician like me. Now we're at $3,000 or $4,000 have been spent. Maybe they stay for a long time at the ER because there's just nowhere to go. And then tens of thousands of dollars have been spent, and the individual may not have gotten any better. And this happens day in and day out.
H4's executive director, Andy Mountainday, hopes the new service will help struggling residents and the community at large.
We are also working with HPD to alleviate the time it takes to medically clear homeless individuals at the ER. We hope officers will spend only 1 hour at the Joint Outreach Center versus several hours in the ER. This will allow officers more time to patrol the street, and hopefully that's a benefit to the community.
Medical services at the center will be available to any member of the public on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 8 p.m. From Chinatown, I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
You can find more details about the Joint Outreach Center and the services available there on our website. Just look for The Conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.